rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
1960. The scandals involving disc jockeys nationwide continued. Men and companies who were known as distributors and promotion men, the men who actually brought the records around to radio stations, were not immune either. Honesty hit the industry. Radio station general managers and owners clamped down for fear of losing their licenses. When a record was played in 1960, it wasn't hyped, it wasn't paid for, and it usually got played because some honest music director thought it merited play. Payola was the household word of the day. Even Congress got in on the action when they wrote legislation banning this type of activity. The seeds that were sown in 1959 were beginning to take root, but not in the USA. Britain was to become a major influence in the next coming music trend, just 3 years away. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960.